From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Check the mail. You just got your electric bill. That is Bill Curtis. And here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Sitting in for Peter Sagal, Mike Pesca.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody. It is great to be with you. Peter could not be here. I was told he's polling too low, so he's been relegated to the kids' table debate. I am Mike Pesca, which is lucky for you because I could have been Rick Santorum. If you don't know me, I host a podcast for Slate called The Gist, which in my opinion you should listen to instead of this show. I'm very excited about our guest. She's Broadway and TV star Sutton Foster, whose new series is about a woman pretending she's 26 when she's really 40. So apparently it's about everybody at my last high school reunion. But you can be exactly who you are when you call into play. Our game, the number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hello, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Mike. This is Reese Forgy. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Reese, what do you do there in Philadelphia?
I'm a chemical engineer. I help design renewable energy power plants.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Is Philadelphia a hub for that?
You know, I'm actually working in New Jersey, which is, I guess, less exciting than Philadelphia. Don't tell.
Yeah. But it does desperately call out for recycling a little more. Yeah. All right, Reese, let's introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a comedian and director whose film Call Me Lucky is now on Netflix, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Hey, Bobcat.
Hey.
Next, we have a feature writer for the Styles section of the Washington Post. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Reese.
Hi, Roxanne.
And a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning and host of Innovation Nation Saturday Mornings on CBS, Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, Reese.
Welcome to the show, Reese.
Thank you.
We're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Scorekeeper Emeritus, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. You ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, here's your first quote from Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan.
I just basically wanted to be wallpaper.
Speaker Ryan was referring to a couple hours he spent on TV stone-faced during what this week?
The State of the Union Address.
That is correct. Barack Obama's final State of the Union was billed as a break from the traditional speech where the president says the State of the Union is strong and then he lists all the reasons why. So in this one, he listed the reasons first and then ended with the State of the Union is strong. I guess the other way around is a spoiler or something. You know, if they wanted to deviate from, they were saying, oh, we want to get away from the traditional laundry list of policy goals and do something non-traditional, they should have just gone with an actual laundry list. The president up there saying, my fellow Americans, pants, pants, shirt, pants.
As for Paul Ryan's face, I thought it was more blue steel to me.
Mm. Yeah.
He looked like a 12-year-old in church. you could just tell he wanted to be anyplace else.
And then Joe Biden was like his older brother trying to crack him up, but he was not cracking.
No.
And speaking of Joe Biden, the president announced this big anti-cancer initiative, and he puts Joe Biden in charge. So Joe Biden, here's a guy who decides not to run for president because he can't face down Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. But cure cancer? Yeah, I got that.
Moonshot.
He's actually caught mouthing to Ryan. People who read his lips said he said, it's news to me, which is great, right? Spring it on a 73-year-old with no medical training. Joe, you're curing cancer.
I must confess, I couldn't watch his speech because really? I was sick to my stomach. I actually had food poisoning. Oh. It was chicken marsala.
Well, for disclosing our physical health.
That's what this is for, Bob.
I had rotator cuff surgery a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'd just like to say to everyone listening in their cars, I'm high as a kite right now.
What's that? Now, is that covered by the Affordable Care Act?
Well, you know what? I just know a guy.
Okay.
All right, for your next quote, some inspiring advice.
You will not win. There is no chance you're going to win. It's not going to happen.
That was the New York Times, ESPN, and CNN all wrong because someone did win what on Wednesday?
The jackpot for the Powerball.
Powerball,
lottery.
Correct. On Wednesday, winners in multiple states learned they'd be splitting the largest jackpot of all time. It was $1.5 billion. It hurts to have to split it, but the winner from California was glad that the winner in Tennessee chose $1 a year for 1.5 billion years. Powerball jackpot also wound up being the Powerball of analogies because they had to put these very long odds in perspective as if we didn't get that. So they told us you had less of a chance of winning Powerball than you did of getting into a fatal car accident on your way to buy your Powerball ticket. You had less of a chance of winning Powerball, we were told, than of having quintuplets. You had less of a chance of winning Powerball than you did of winning the Iowa caucuses. Unless you're Martin O'Malley, then you should have gone with the Powerball.
And how much was it? It was up to half a billion?
1.5 billion.
I always think, I don't understand the fever, you know, that surrounds those numbers because it's like, 100 million? Eh. What am I gonna do with 100 million? Now you're talking. Maybe I'll buy the ticket.
Yeah. Everybody's ignoring that because when you walked by, when I walked over here, it's 40 million now. Ugh, who needs that?
Your last quote is from Mexican drug lord El Chapo.
¿Cómo se llama ese actor?
El Chapo was asking, who was that actor who interviewed him for Rolling Stone? So we'll ask you, Reese, who was that actor?
I know the answer, but first I actually want to say something funny. You mentioned earlier about quintuplets. I am a quintuplet.
You are a quintuplet.
Are you really?
Wow.
I really am. So.
We should...
I think
wow.
I just won the lottery in some
way.
Well, you did.
We need to go buy a Powerball ticket. What are the odds of talking about a quintuplet?
$5 that I won as nothing.
And are you playing this alone right now? You're not allowed to get any help.
Yeah. Or you're just giving the phone and your voices sound exactly
right,
alike.
Yes.
So there's four of you growing up together.
No, five.
Five quintuplets.
I'm on pills. Get off my back.
So, Sean Penn.
Wait, no, we got it.
Did you get into my stash? You wingnut.
I'm just trying to
What did you do? You go, I know the answer.
She's a snitch.
Wow. Yes, yes.
That was bananas.
Reese, we'll give it to you with the assist.
Thank you.
Sean Penn.
After what we put you through.
Yes. After the arrest of Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, it was revealed that he had been interviewed by Sean Penn. And it's a great read if you want to know what it's like to be Sean Penn. Sean Penn goes into excruciating detail about how he met the Mexican drug lord, how he drank tequila with the Mexican drug lord, and how, this is true, how he passed wind in front of the Mexican drug lord. It is odd that in a meeting between one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins and Sean Penn, the one you wind up hating is Sean Penn.
And he didn't know, right? And El Chapo did not know who he was.
Yes.
Gan? Harvey Leche?
Well, he apparently...
¿Quién es Harvey Leche?
Okay, so I just read this, but... apparently, he has this massive crush on this actress.
Oh, my God, Kate Del Castillo.
Right, yes. Who facilitated this.
Forget William and Kate. It's Joaquin and Kate now.
And was just so excited that she was going to be there and didn't care about this other guy at all, right?
Barely put up with him. In fact, he said the difference between dealing with Sean Penn in prison is that there is no way to tunnel out of Sean Penn.
Tiempos rápidos at Ridgemont High? No conozco.
Hey, Bill, how did Reese do in our game?
Reese was just wonderful.
How would he have done if Roxanne didn't give him the answers?
Yes. Yes.
And because she did, we're going to give him 5 points. Yeah. One for each.
Reese, thank you very much for playing our game.
Thank you, Mike.